We're talking to Nikki, who recently came off of synthetic drugs. How long ago did you actually come off of them?
About 4 weeks ago.
What made you want to come off of them?
Well, when I didn't have the money to purchase any more of my synthetic drugs, I was out there like, okay, you're sick here, get on sick. But there was nobody out there to help me get on sick. And finally, me being that sick, started out with just throwing up and not feeling good, not being able to eat, getting dehydrated. That was really bad, you know, and I couldn't take it no more. I just decided I didn't want to do it no more. I was just going to go through the sickness and be done.
The synthetic drugs, they call it synthetic marijuana. What is it that we're talking about here? Because I don't know that the average person knows about it, because I think everyone thinks that it's no longer available at gas stations, so therefore it's no longer available, but that's not the case.
No, that isn't the case. It's available in a lot of places. They call it fake weed. Most of the people, when they're asking for it, they say, I'm looking for fake weed. And it's green, and it smells like potpourri, kind of. I don't know. I guess it's because of what they spray it with to make us high.
Now, when you say fake weed, that could be really misleading, because it's nothing like real marijuana.
No, sir. It is nothing like real marijuana. I thought the high was the same, because I used to be a real marijuana smoker also, until one night I flipped out, and we both flipped out, actually me and my boyfriend, and threw our phones in the woods and thought the police were chasing us and little black bears and all kinds of things, and I didn't like that either. No, it is not nothing like a regular weed high. A regular weed high is just low, calming for most people. Than the fake weed was.
This fake marijuana, synthetic marijuana, whatever you want to call it, when you get hooked to it, it's hard to get off of, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. The minute I smoked my first blunt of it, I automatically thought, the next day I want some. I need some. So where do we get it? How do we get it? I have literally sold things that don't belong to me, belong to other people, to pawn shops, to different places. I have lost friendships because I've stolen things from people. Heaters during the wintertime when they had puppies and all kinds of stuff. I've done things that I've never done to get no real weed or anything else, but I have done it to get this fake weed, as they call it on the street.
Now, I don't know if you've done other drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, anything like that, but if you have, is this synthetic stuff a lot worse than that? I mean, I know that other stuff is bad, but is the synthetic worse?
I have tried cocaine and weed. Those were my main drugs when I first got on probation, and the synthetic is way worse. I haven't done any cocaine in over 4 years, and I haven't smoked any weed in the last 4 months or so. I just failed a drug test for probation for real weed, but they're gonna help me get into a program so that I can get the help I need for that, because I wasn't on my medication, my mental health medication yet when I smoked the weed.
So let's go back to getting off of the synthetic, because I'm sure there's some people out there who haven't tried it yet and they've heard of synthetic marijuana and they're assuming, oh, it's great, just like marijuana, I bet. I'm gonna buy some, I'm gonna try it, it's gonna be good. But talk about the downside of coming off of it.
It starts off with you almost feel like you're just not hungry, and you're really extremely thirsty, and you're really dehydrated. You puke. You do not have control over your bodily functions. You get diarrhea. You poop your pants. I've had my boyfriend take care of me many, many times when I've been in this sickness. My sickness, I pray that most people don't end up having my sickness, but because I have type 1 diabetes dependent on insulin, mine always lands me in the hospital 7 days later while I'm still sick coming off of this fake weed. It stops my kidneys, it stops my heart, it makes me crazy, think things that are not happening. And the last time I just came off of it, I ended up in Trust Point Mental Hospital for a week, because literally I thought everybody didn't care and that it wouldn't matter if I was just dead.
When gas stations first started selling this synthetic marijuana, hospitals didn't know how to treat it. It was brand new to this area. Do they know how to treat it now, or is it just a matter of they just have to watch you and monitor you?
They watch you and monitor you. A lot of people won't admit that they're coming off of it because it won't show up in a drug test. so they won't even admit that they're doing it. I have admitted it because I have a lot of medical problems, so that way they could treat me right and take care of me the proper way. They do know how to take care of it. Last time I was in the hospital, they put a lot of water into my system in the IV. They brought me upstairs. They fed me. They gave me some nausea medicine. I mean, they took real good care of me, even though I was coming off of a drug. I had just mental health issues that I obviously needed to take care of also, and the drug does not help you with that at all.
Are people overdosing and dying on this stuff, or are they just getting extremely sick?
I can't say I have not seen anybody die from it, but Calvin Spaulding just passed away. He was a friend of mine under the bridge I was living under. Came to me that morning when I was doing what I wasn't supposed to be doing. And then later on that day, I got a phone call while I was at some fireworks show, and he was dead. He did not look good for days before that. He had heart problems, I found out later. So I don't know if that attributed to what happened to him, but that's what I know about what happened to Cal.
How long ago did you first try the synthetic marijuana?
Over a year ago. It was in March of 2016 when I got out of jail. I had tried it once before that, like a couple years before that. I did 20 months at 940. So I tried it a couple years before that, but I could buy it in the store. And it was not as strong as what I tried when I got out of jail this time. When I tried it when I got out of jail this time, I was immediately hooked. When I tried it the first time, I was like, I don't like the way this makes me feel. I'm not doing this no more. And I never bought it, never went to the store again, never, none of that. And it was just that easy, and it didn't make me sick coming off of it, nothing like that. It's not nothing like it is now, the way that they're making it, I guess, in their garages or whatever they're doing. I just know that a lot of them who sell this stuff spray it themselves. I've been told that. They spray it themselves.
Now, when you ended up in the hospital, your kidneys failed you, and that was a direct result of using that drug?
Using the synthetic marijuana, becoming severely dehydrated and not eating, and my diabetes sugar being too high from not taking care of myself.
Are synthetic drugs like this a big problem in Murfreesboro and Nashville, or is it a bigger problem in Nashville?
Actually, I'm going to be honest. To me, it seems like it's a bigger problem here in Murfreesboro, because when I was selling it, I tried to go to Nashville to get rid of some of it, and most of the people in Nashville are like, what are you talking about?
So when's the last time you did a synthetic drug like that?
26th, I went in, so it'd be the 25th of July. It was the last time I smoked. And I went to see a friend of mine not too long ago. I'm not going to say his name because he still smokes the stuff. I'm begging him to stop. I go try to buy him beer and to get his mind off of anything but doing that. And the sickness alone is what scares me about ever smoking this stuff ever again.
Did this stuff make your life a lot worse than what it was before?
Yes, because I thought it was helping me. My main thought was, now I can have something that gives me the same or almost the same high as regular marijuana, and I don't have to fail a drug test when I go to probation. That's a lot of people's problem on this. They're all on probation. They all got to have that high. They've had drug problems and whatever problems, and they got to have that high. I'm the same. I was the same way, and that was my thing.
So, Nikki, how old are you today?
I'm 36 years old.
Have you ever thought about going into counseling to help others in the future with this same issue or with other drugs?
No, not really, but that's an interesting question, Mr. Scott.